promoting customs innovations. Welcome to Pencast, soon to be world's number one podcast on customs research, development and innovations. In episode 12 today, we have the privilege to share the part one of the interview with Dr. Wout Hoffman, a seasoned expert in interoperability, architecture, logistics, data science and data analytics from TNO, the Netherlands Organization for Applied Scientific Research. Wout also acts as the technical manager for the Horizon 2020 project profile, data analytics, data sources, and architecture for upgraded European customs risk management, a parallel research technology development EU project to PenCP. Thanks, Wout, for agreeing to join the Pencast interview. You are the second in line with our interviews, following the legendary David Hesketh, the man behind Who Packed the Box research paper and slogan, interviewed in Pencast episode 4 a couple of months ago. Can you please tell first a bit about yourself and long career including but not limited to customs research and systems development domain?
My name is Wout Hoffman. I work with TNO for almost 15 years now. Before I joined TNO, I've been a partner at a consultancy firm and later on principal with Deloitte and Touche. During my career, which started in 1984, I very soon worked for data sharing in the port environment. So I developed solutions and messaging for data sharing in the port. And later on, I joined the international standardization in this area. I did work in road transport. I developed customs declaration applications. I worked for a couple of years for DG Taxud on the transit system, worked for Dutch customs, and I've been coordinating IT developments in various EU-funded projects. Currently, I'm busy working for the DG Move, where I support the Digital Transport and Logistics Forum. The Digital Transport and Logistics Forum aims to create an open and neutral environment for data sharing and supply and logistics. We developed these concepts in a project, a CEF-funded project called Federated. And within Federated, one of the living labs is a Dutch one, where we create a basic data sharing infrastructure in the context of the Digital Gateway Trade and Transport. This is a joint initiative of the Ministry of Infrastructure, Dutch Customs, the Port of Rotterdam, Port Base, and Cargonaut of Schiphol Airport. And I support them in developing the architecture, the interfaces, and all these kind of things.
Thanks, Wout, for sharing that. And wow, that's a lot of years in customs topics. That is something unique. Next, could you share with us your big picture view on what data quality means in customs context?
Data quality in customs context, this is a very difficult question. So you've heard, of course, already of David Hesketh of the data pipeline. The basic idea is that customs receives more data from business to better improve the targeting. So to decrease the false negatives and increase the true positives. Now, looking at data quality, what you have to do there is that you have to combine data of different sources. So you have declarations, the ends, the incoming, so the outgoing, the incoming, and the import declaration. All these declarations are built on the concept of the customs article, so the customs goods item, which is unique for its HS codes, its harmonized systems code for each declaration. So this is the customs view on logistics and on import and export. Logistics, however, has quite a different view. They look at goods items as the stuff, the cargo that needs to be transported either with containers or not from A to B. So what we have to try to do is bring these two together. If we have goods items in logistics domain and those in customs domain, how can we link them via a goods description and the classification? So this is the problem that we have to look at. And furthermore, we have to look at time, because logistics is all about moving goods from A to B, so two locations, at a certain time. Containers can appear more than once. They are assets, they are reused during logistics operations. So linking a container to a customs declaration can only be done if time and place fit. So customs declarations need to have the concept of time from the logistics perspective. And what they currently have is the data sharing perspective, is when is it created, when has it been issued. So these are some of the issues that we need to solve and to be able to create these linkages. And furthermore, there are issues about looking at the data quality in terms of free text. There's lots of free text descriptions in all these messages and data sets. It's difficult to link these free text to each other because it all depends on typing and or retyping. It all also depends on so the goods description in one data set can be different from the goods description in another. You would assume that many systems would take goods description as an input from their customer, copy paste it to another outgoing message. But this is not always the case. So we depend on data processing within each organization that determines the quality of the data. And that leads to many errors. So there are difficulties in linking these data sets. You need to have unique identifications. You need to have a goods description matching an HS code. And you need to consider time and place.
That is lots of facets with data quality and customs. Fascinating. What about the role of data stewards? Wout, what do you think about them?
Data stewards, so that's a concept that might be unfamiliar to many people, not those that have to do with data management. And many people might be unfamiliar with the concept of data steward. So what you see in IT is that you have data users or data owners, or as I have to start with data owners. So data owners or data holders, they are called in the Data Governance Act. Those are the ones that have the data and have the consent of maybe the original owner to make the data available to a data user. So the Data Governance Act has two roles, data user, data holder. Now, if you look at these data holders, they can be anyone. So they can be the owner, they can be also be a platform. Now, if you look at the data, what you need to know is what is the semantics of the data? How does the data fit with the business process? And that's the role of the data steward. The data steward is the link between the one in the business process, so in logistics, the planner, the carrier, the truck driver, the terminal loading, unloading the stuff, so anyone in the operational business or the targeting officer. And on the one hand, so the one that actually uses data for his daily work, and the others that store the data, those are called data custodians. That can be a cloud provider, or that can be your internal IT department, anyone. So the data steward is this linking pin that understands the business processes, understands what the data is all about, and is the link between them and the IT people. So data stewards is an important role in projects like Profile, because we get many data sets of different sources, customs data sets, business data sets, and what we have to do is we have to interpret the data sets, so we have to know what's in the data sets to be able to do analytics, to do feature extraction, to apply a risk assessment, and so on. So the data steward interprets the data, the meaning of the data, and is able to tell to the data analytics guys, to the IT guys, how to act on it, what to do with particular data, how to link data sets to each other. So the data steward has the domain knowledge, and that's needed in these types of projects. And that's basically important if you look at projects where you want to integrate data of different sources.
Sounds like a relevant concept to introduce in large scale in the near future. Thanks, Wout, for today's interview. And everyone, stay tuned for part 2 of Wout Hoffman's interview, broadcasted soon as Pencast episode 13 at your favorite podcast and social media channels. And hey, let's innovate more and do targeting, controls and seizures faster, smarter and cheaper than traffickers and smugglers could ever think of. Promoting customs innovation.